Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whatever it is, wherever you are. This is the Mind Changers Podcast. I am your old pal, Rob. And we are going to get to part two of how to get a girl. Previously, we went over how to become interesting, how to be, how to dress well, how to develop a personality, all of that stuff. We talked about these things. Now we're going to assume that the numbers game has worked and you've got a couple of girls that you're interested in or several that you might be interested in, but you want to get to know them. Previously, in the years past, right? There used to be, and for some there still is, this is true in some places, there is a big push from the family to marry, mate, and move on by the time you're 25, 30, or whatever. I'm going to tell you that you have enough time. Folks, you have enough time. You do. I promise you, you do. Even if you're in your 50s, you have enough time. If you're starting over, you have enough time. However, time is running out, so keep going. It's critical that you don't get yourself stuck in a rut. Speaking as someone who was in a rut, I can tell you that it's bullshit. And you can't spend a lot of time worrying about the stuff that happened in the past. Or at least you shouldn't, because it's not going to get you anything. Right? So what does it mean to be... what does it mean, I guess, would be the question. So the answer to that is, it doesn't mean anything. The pressure that you accept from outside, if you make the decision to accept everyone else's input, all that means is you're accepting everybody else's input. That's horseshit. It doesn't mean anything. The stuff that your family wants has no bearing on your life. Now, if they are holding money over your head, or even a will or any of that kind of stuff, your family's fucking toxic. You don't need that. Now, if you want the money and you wanna capitulate and do those things, live your life, boo. I can't tell you what to do. However, you're not going to be happy in the long term. So we hear so much today from all of these folks, primarily the folks on the political left, how, you know, we don't give enough away and there's not, you know, we have to work for too much and it's hard. And yeah, hard shit's hard to do. Lots of things are difficult. Lots of things are a challenge. Doesn't mean you don't do them. Doesn't mean you don't try. Doesn't mean you don't put in effort. It means you, yeah, it costs a lot of money and it's hard to buy a house. Here's a fucking clue. It's always been hard to buy a house. Always. Right? Lots of people gotten rich on real estate, or at least comfortable. You know, nobody is an overnight success. That shit doesn't happen overnight, right? It takes a lot of work. It takes a lot of sacrifice. It takes a lot of willingness to engage in risk. It takes a long time. And putting yourself in a situation that your family is running your shit, I gotta tell you, that's not gonna help. That's gonna hurt you. So, in the long term, don't sweat it. Don't sweat that shit at all. Just do what you need to do and let the problems work themselves out. Okay? Because you have the time. You have the ability. When you find someone that you like and you want to be with that person, be with that person. Be entirely with that person. Not so that nobody else exists. And let me tell you something about that. If you are with a person who is jealous of everyone else around you, okay, and this is true for men or women, boys or girls, if your partner, if your mate, if the person you've decided to be with is so jealous that you can't even speak to someone else of the opposite sex, run away. Pick up all of your toys and leave. That person is trying to control you, and they're not just jealous, they're not just protective, they're possessive, and that will hurt you. Okay? If somebody says, well, you can't even talk to other women. What do you mean? Blah, 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 blah. That's not a joke. Okay? Even the memes that are out there. What? You know other women? Okay. Funny. Yeah, it's a funny skit. But there are so many people like that, both more, typically more men than women, because men are stupid, but about shit like that. But the fact of the matter is, if you have somebody that's trying to control your movements and who you speak to, run away. Run away. Don't look back, okay? I promise you, you will not be satisfied with that person. Not in the long term. So, in the offing, when we try to do our mating business, when we try to pair bond with someone else, once you've made the decision that this is the person that you want to be with, go do hard things with that person. Go do challenging things with that person, where things get physically difficult. The old adage was, you want to find out if the person you're with is a good match, go try to hang wallpaper with that person. Well, people don't generally hang wallpaper anymore, but that's a good way to do it. I'm going to tell you. You want to find out who your partner is? Set about stripping wallpaper out of a room and then rehanging it. It'll drive you nuts. But go do something hard where things are messy and physically messy or physically stinky or physically difficult. A big challenge. What are they up for? If they just wipe the dirt off their face and get back in there and fucking go after it, and you are that kind of person too, that's your person. If you're both a couple of sissies and you run the other way, there's nothing wrong with that. That's your person. But if you're at odds at the worst time of your existence, when things get hard for one person and they take it out on the other person, you're going to have unnecessary conflict in your life. You will always have some conflict. There will never be zero conflict in any human relationship. But there certainly can be less unnecessary, unforced conflict. That's all you're looking to do, is create unforced conflict. You're looking to minimize the amount of conflict in your life and not having stuff that, you know, not having conflict that could have been avoided, right? Even if you think this girl is for you, she's got your brand of honey boy, and she's got all the curves in all the right places, and she smells good, and she tastes good, and all this stuff is right, and if she gets dirt on her shoes, she turns into a lunatic. Run away, boy. Run away. Because that shit's not going to work long term. Because you're going to get dirt on your shoes. Okay? Very recently, I don't know where the video came from, but I watched DJ Khaled get carried from his luxury automobile to the stage, so that he didn't get his Jordans dirty. Let me be entirely clear about that. This guy, who has publicly stated he doesn't eat pussy, if that doesn't make him a piece of shit, see if you can find that video somewhere. He had two grown men carry him from the car to the cart and onto the stage, okay? So he didn't get his shoes dirty. That man is worthless. Absolutely. I don't care how much money he has. I don't care about songs that he's done. None of the things that he does has done to this day. I don't care if he's given $1 million to 100 orphans. That act right there means that he has very little to no human value and will be impossible to be around. Right? So I'm certain you gents have come across these kind of princesses, right? And that's really what it boils down to. That's who these women are. That's who these men are. They're just princesses who can't be bothered to get a little bit dirty and are offended at the very idea. If you are one of those people, go find one of those people to be with. That's as simple as I can make it for you. If you're both a couple of princesses, go. But if you want to be happy and you're not a princess and you don't mind getting dirty and you don't mind getting down in the muck every once in a while, you don't want to live there. But sometimes it's fun getting dirty. Sometimes it's fun getting muddy. Go do that. Okay? Certainly, you can dress up and go out and have a good time and all that. Do that too. But don't tell me that, you know, that you can never have dirt on your shoes or you don't like certain things. You know, listen, you're just incompatible, and that's okay. It doesn't matter if she's sexy. She's going to be a pain in the ass when she's not being sexy. That's the hard line that you have to suck up and deal with, right? That's what you have to do. So the point of the matter is you don't have a challenge there, right? You don't have a it's not a difficult decision, although it may be because you really like this person. In the long term, you're probably going to be incompatible. So all of this stuff is true. And listen, let me tell you something about commitment. Men have a commitment problem sometimes, as do women sometimes. It's okay to not want commitment in your life, because commitment is a pain in the ass. But it can be intensely rewarding if you do it the right way. And here's the other thing that I'm going to tell you that's going to upset the apple cart in and around your circle. There's no requirement to get married. Marriage is nothing fancy. It's just government intervention in personal business that doesn't have any real benefits other than taxes or what have you. There are some real world dollar benefits to that, but love can't be quantified truly by a simple ceremony or the government blessing it and giving you certain access and rights and tax breaks. Doesn't matter. The original reason for marriage was to unite families and to increase wealth together. And if that's your jam, that's your jam. But most people, especially if they're not having kids, have no need for marriage at all. Personally, I think that marriage licenses, like driver's licenses, should expire after 10 years automatically, and you should have to renew it. I don't think you'd have to go through the whole process again. I think you just click yes, send it off, and renew your marriage. At the end of it, period. Right? So marriage should be a point-and-click situation. That's, you know, in a perfect world, if I was king, that's how I would do it. Like, yeah, we want to be married, and we're going to choose the 5-year option, see how it works out. This is what I come with. This is what you come with. Cool. So this is what you had when you arrived. This is what I had when I arrived. And whatever we create together, if it doesn't work out in 5 years, we split it. Okay? Or 10 years, or whatever. Create a sliding scale if you want. I don't give a shit. But marriage is just a way for a reason for you to stay in a place that you might become unhappy, just because we've romanticized the idea of staying. You don't have to stay. Ladies, gentlemen, you don't have to stay. You can go. Lots of people do it. It's no threat to you, ultimately. And if people cast you aside or ignore you, as they're going to do, those people were not your friends. Okay? When the mud comes, when the rain comes, when the floods come, and those people who cast you aside because you're going through a hard time, those people weren't your friends. Let them go. Medea said it perfectly. They're seasonal people. And if it's not marriage season for you, carry on. And if they reject you because of that, then carry on. If the married person becoming single is a threat to the married person, and the married person's weak and has no spine to help the person who is no longer married. Okay? But here's what I'm going to bet you. I'm going to bet you that person that wants the single person gone is the woman, not the guy. The guy will stick with his friends, as you should, if your friend's not a piece of shit. If your friend's a piece of shit, boys, consider separating yourself from that person. Here's what I mean. You may have grown up with a dude and he's a good dude and you like this dude and he's your friend and he's been your friend for 20 years, 30 years, and whatever it is since you were kids. Cool, understand it. But is he doing right by you? Is he talking you up? Is he supporting you? Is he truly in your corner? Ask those questions. Not just does he bust your balls or, you know, do you have a good relationship, but is he truly in your corner? And if he is not truly in your corner, with tears in your eyes, let that man go. Let him go. Because he's not going to be with you when you need him. Okay? It's the same way, all the way around the horn. If you've got these loose connections, you don't need hundreds of loose connections. You need a couple, 3-4 deep connections. And then for everything else, you can manage the loose connections. But to truly survive, you need deep connections with a small handful of people. That's how you keep the girl in your life. You have a small number of friends that you discuss things with, that you talk things over with, that you manage things with, that people who help you do the things that you need to do. And so we point this stuff out. We figure this stuff out because what we know to be accurate, what we know to be true, is that people who are deep in relationships or are good with relationships, they very often will be the best mentally. They'll have good, strong mental connections in the long term. It's healthier for you to have friends, but it's bad for you to have bad friends. So don't stick around with the bad friends. Don't let the bad friends stick around, and don't you stick around for them, because they will bring you down. It is much easier to bring a good person down than to bring a bad person up. That's just truth, man. It is easier to bring a good person down than it is to bring a bad person up. So don't let that happen to you. Don't get yourself in that spot, because it's not going to benefit you. I don't believe myself. I do not think that anyone should be married before the age of 30. It's a little radical, I know. But you don't know who you are yet. Even if you think you know, you don't know who you will become by the time things get serious in your life. And 30 is about when you get serious, because you can see things happening. The 20s are fun, but you're no good. You're really no good until you're about 28, 29 years old. And then when you start to become good, you're in a constant fight with, you know, your previous self. You want to stay young and do the things you used to do, but you can't anymore, or you don't want to, ultimately. And then you're stuck, right? There's no need for that. Live your life in a way that best suits you. Do it unapologetically, right? But don't settle yourself down until you are about 30 years old. That doesn't mean you can't have kids. You can if you want to. But it does mean that the rules have changed. My parents got married on my third birthday, give or take. I was not a product of true love and companionship and all that kind of stuff. I was a product of a drunken hookup in the back of a VFW on New Year's Eve in South Chicago. So that's just the way it is. I don't have any way to overcome that other than to say I'm not going to be the person who does bad things just because I was raised in a weird way, right? And it, who you want to become, or who you think you want to become, doesn't become clear until you're in your late 20s, early 30s. You may have been through and done, you may have been through things and done things that sort of define who you were, right? But it doesn't define who you will become, because the secret to longevity, boys and girls, friends and neighbors, brothers and sisters, the secret to longevity is flexibility. I'll say it again. The secret to longevity is flexibility. So to get the girl, to keep the girl, to hold on to the girl, is to be, is to have those essential principles of being a good person embedded in your soul and be a part of your operating system by the time you're 21 or 22, 23 maybe, and develop them into a rock solid foundation by the time you're 30, and then take the hand of your loved one, walk down the aisle, and commit if that's what you want to do. Or don't, but stay together anyway if that's what you want to do. Always do what it is that you want to do and that is best for those who rely on you for support, okay? Because the single mother, although she is the biggest, she faces the biggest challenges, is also kind of the reason that we have the kind of soft kids or soft boys that we have now, because women don't know how to regulate male emotions other than the way they deal with their own. So what you have is a group of women who are doing their best to raise young men. And young men's emotions and young women's emotions are very different things, and they solve problems in very different ways. And if you don't pay attention to how that stuff works, you will accidentally raise weak men. And I don't think what's happening is happening on purpose. But there's a lot of bum dudes out there who have gotten themselves into a situation where they've, you know, they have a kid and they walked away. So there are some dudes who don't know they have kids. And I can't blame you, right? I can't blame you because you didn't know. But if you knew, once you know better, you do better, right? That's the point. So if you know you've got a kid, and if the mom doesn't want you in that kid's life because of who you are, you have to re-examine that. You have to figure out who you are and become the person who that child needs. You're not going to get back with her, right? And so, on the subject of sex and sexuality, you want to have sex. We all want to have sex. There's nothing wrong with sex. It's good. Have as much as you can. But lads, do not, I'm going to say this to you as 100 people have said it to you before, do not get the idea that what you see in porn, I could tell you not to watch it, but I mean, Jesus Christ. Right? It's not good for you. On several layers, for several reasons, the death grip to your junk being one of them, right? Because you get used to the feel of your own hand, and that's the only way you can nut. That's the only way you can come is do it that way. But Jesus Christ, no, you shouldn't. You shouldn't. Most of the time, the stuff that you see in porn is meant to create the most stimulation for you, because men are visual and they are the biggest customers. So if you think of porn as a business, which it is, and the business is trying to sell you something, which it is, which is itself, which is the movies, to continue to watch or continue to buy more or whatever. What you're getting from that particular perspective is a way for this industry to tell you what to do. So they're trying to focus on you and keep you attenuated, but then in essence tell you how you should live your life. Because, oh, you should have sex like this, you should have sex like that. The people in porn, if you watch the podcast and listen to the people, the actual actors, They don't want the stuff that's happening to them in real life. They don't want... You might like it rough, or you might like it soft, or you might like it a certain way. That's the way you want, how you want it in real life. And how you get that, how you get what you want. This is a Dan Savage thing. So the 3 G's, good giving and game, right? Always be up for whatever she wants to do. If you watch Letterkenny, which I do, there's nothing wrong with having some attention paid to your buttholes, right? Shout out to Swirly Dan. It's true. There's an erogenous zone up there. I'm not getting into anything more than that. I will say, be as good and giving and game as you possibly can. Let that bullshit of being this staunch conservative person, blah, 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 well, sex before marriage, and blah, 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 blah. Fuck all of that bullshit, okay? Just the same way on the ones who are only like, oh, free love and give it to everybody. Nope, shouldn't do that either. But find people who you might be compatible with and learn how to have sex. Learn how. Learn how. When I was 22, I connected with a 37-year-old woman. And she taught me things. She taught me what to do, how to go slow, how to listen, how to read a woman's body, what it means, and how to spot the fakes. Right? And so you can't fake. You can fake moans and groans and screams and shouts, but you can't fake tension and wetness. You can't fake. You can't make yourself blush. Right? So that's the point. So don't get yourself into a spot where you're like, well, I got to do this. I have to feel this. You don't. You absolutely don't. Moving on. As I said, moving on. Pardon the cheap edit there. But in order to, once you've found the girl, after you've done all that stuff, and you've decided who you're going to be with, and you've decided the direction that you're going to go, and if you're going to have kids or whatever, the idea is ultimately, and most of this stuff, folks, I'm saying comes from a place that doesn't include religious tradition, because largely for me, I grew up with some religious tradition, not much. My mom tried, mama tried, as they say. But I don't think, in practical terms, that religion is beneficial to humankind. I think being in touch with God and your creator and all of that certainly is the best and beneficial way to live. But I don't think you get that from religion. You get that from meditation, from rumination toward God, good thoughts. Religion is just a self-control method, or not self-control, but a personal control method. And so it's like a group trying to control other people. It's population control. And there's nothing wrong with a lot of religion when it's done right, because the most religious people that I know are often the kindest and the nicest. The people who tout their religion and say that theirs is the best are the worst people. Okay? So your imams, your rabbis, your priests, your deacons, all these kinds of people who are heart and soul true believers are often the kindest people. The ones that wave the flag of their religion and demand that everybody else follow what their religion believes, those are your Taliban. Those are your fundamentalists, your zealots. Those people are dangerous, and because they have a belief and they want you to follow their belief, and it's nonsense. And it's dangerous on top of it all, because you think somehow that that what you've done by being this particular religion is superior to everybody else. It's not. You're just a religious person. That's it. That's as challenging as it needs to be. Okay? As it needs to be. It's not a challenge. It's not hard to overcome those. But if you have in your family religious restraints, right, or constraints, then it's okay to it's okay to stick to those if it makes you happy. But if it doesn't make you happy, if it doesn't fill your heart with joy to do these certain things, whatever these certain things are, don't do it. Don't do it. Because if there is a just and loving God in the world, and I assume somewhere that there might be, I don't know, you don't know, nobody knows, we're all just hoping against hope here. But if there is, wouldn't that creator, wouldn't the person that created us in their image want us to be happy? Wouldn't that person want us to find joy in whatever thing found us joy, as long as that didn't hurt someone else? You know, you shouldn't, you know, violence and negativity and anger and hate and rape and all these things, that's not good. That's bad. So there's, if you find joy in that, go get some help. But if you find joy in going for a hike and holding the hand of a pretty girl and, you know, having sex and all of this, this is ecstatic joy that we're seeking. This is happiness. This is bliss. And all of this stuff is an inside job. Bliss is an inside job. Happiness, joy, all an inside job, folks. Every blessed bit of it. Because without it, life is a dim candle instead of the bright torch that it can be without the oppressive weight of the blanket of all of these expectations and the requirements and everything else. You don't need, friends, you don't need to be, you don't need to be what everyone else wants you to be. And lads, I'm going to tell you this because it's important to hear. It's important to know. You don't have to be what anybody else wants you to be. That's the truth. You don't have to. You can if you choose. You can choose to be, you know, something if you, you know, you can choose to be whatever you want. But understand, and men in many ways are at a disadvantage. Boys especially, young boys, or young men, and boys especially, are... they're facing a lot of difficulty and trauma and challenge at the moment, right? Because it is a, because women are coming into their place in a more egalitarian, increasingly egalitarian society. But, and men just aren't allowed to communicate because they're mocked openly. And the one thing that men fear, one of the things that men fear the most, is rejection or negativity that comes from women. Well, let me see if I can alleviate some of that for you, gentlemen. You are a unique individual every day of the week. Every time you wake up, you're a different person. Every 7 days, your cells essentially are born and die. Something in some part of you. Every 7 years, you're a new person. You're not the same person. You don't walk in the same creek twice, because everything moves. There's a constant state of movement. So adhere to that truth and understand that you don't have to be or meet anybody else's expectations. All you have to be is happy. And if she gives you negative feedback or makes you feel a certain way for that kind of, for simply being, for seeking joy, then don't be around that person, because she's not good for you. She might look good, she might make you feel good in your bathing suit parts, but who gives a shit if she's breaking your heart? Okay? Don't be a sucker. And while I'm on the subject of being a sucker, avoid it at all possible costs. Don't be an idiot, okay? Don't just give and give and give expecting to get. If you say you're a nice guy, you're not a nice guy. Just be a nice guy. That's not that hard. Just be a nice guy. You don't have to say it. Be it. Don't talk about it. Be about it. Right? Be a nice guy. Right? But understand something. When I say all of that stuff, here's what I mean. You want to be, you think somehow that just being a sucker for a girl is going to get you what you want. It only gets her what she wants. If there's not reciprocation, it's okay to be in the friend zone. You need friends. but live in the friend zone, never trying to escape. If she puts you in the friend zone, don't pay for her shit. Don't buy her things. Don't, if you wouldn't give your buddy a birthday card, don't give her a birthday card just because she's got a pussy. That doesn't matter. Don't treat the women in your life any better than you treat the men in your life. Okay? Because neither of them are going to fuck you. So don't worry about it. The three F's are in play here. If you're not feeding, financing, or fucking me, we can equate. We can be acquaintances. But what you say and how you say it make no matter to me. Unless I hurt you and I can fix it. Right? But don't be a sucker. Here's where I say that changes. Be a sucker for the person who chooses you. Be an absolute simp for your woman. Do whatever she asks you to, as long as she does whatever you ask her to do. As long as you get equal treatment, do equal things. Give. Don't hold back. Love with reckless abandon. Think of this person often. Buy them things. Do small gestures. Do large gestures. Do this stuff for the person who you are connecting yourself to. Do that shit every day. Keep it alive. You have as much reason to do that as she does. And yeah, things are going to get into a rut every once in a while. You can recognize that. You can let it be. Then you can let it go. All emotions have the same thing, have the same problem. Let them come. Let them stay. And like house guests, let them go. Let them come. Let them stay. Let them go. Simple. Right? Don't get yourself wrapped up in things that aren't willing to wrap themselves around you. It's super simple. As I talk about it, it's not so easy when you are smitten with this pretty young thing who you think will, make your life better. She probably won't. Despite examples to my own, contrary examples in my own life, the stripper doesn't like you. Okay? But it's okay. It's okay to have transactional relationships with people. Like, you're getting a benefit. You actually, here's the crazy part. You're getting more from the stripper, right? You're getting more out of the stripper's contact with yourself than you're getting out of that girl at the gas station who pretends to hit on you and you buy her, pay her cell phone bill or some bullshit. And, well, we're on the subject. Nobody has the right to ask you to pay a bill. Nobody. Well, how are you going to pay my bills? I'm not paying your fucking bills. Not ever. Okay? I'm not paying your bills. You're not doing anything for me. You will never do anything for me in the future. Now, if you have a transactional relationship where that's not the case, live your life, baby boy. I don't give a shit. It don't hurt you. It don't hurt me. Right? But if you're not doing the things, if the things aren't being done to you, don't do the things for anybody else. That's the bottom line. Don't do for others what others are not willing to do for you. Now, when it comes to how you treat people, every day, every week, every year, how you treat people, this is important. Do not, boys and girls, do not let someone else tell you how you should treat anybody else. Personally, I don't believe in matching energies. If I'm kind to you, I'm kind to you. It doesn't matter how you are to me. Because you will not tell me how to act. You will not show me that you are worthy of one thing or another. If I choose not to be kind to you, it's because you're choosing not to be kind to me, and I take an active dislike, and I want to be away from you. If I cannot be away from you, I will be civil. But everything has a block. Everything has a level, right? So don't be civil. Don't be nice. Don't be kind to people who aren't willing to be kind to you. But also, don't change. If you want to be kind to them, still do it. Because it's who you are. And if who you are is a good person, then that's all that matters. So, at the end of the day, if you want to get you want to get and keep the girl, you've got to be interesting. You've got to be funny. You've got to be smart. You've got to be well-traveled and kind. You've got to be positive and hopeful. And with respect to money, gents, there's nothing wrong with making a lot of it. But if you don't make a lot of it, that's okay. If she doesn't make a lot of it, that's okay. You'll survive. But the realities are that you want to be the person who makes enough money to be comfortable. But you should, from the very first time you start making money, you should learn how to invest and work and live in work and live in the stock market, and work and live in retail investing, and then in private investing. That's what you should be doing. If you're 25 years old or 20 years old, start putting away as much money as you can to build up an investment portfolio that you can manage or someone else can manage for you. There's no better time on this earth than right now to do that. So that when you plan, the sooner you plan, the longer you have to fix it. And so go do it. Go live that life right now. Become the person that you need to be to in order to support a family yourself if you want to do it, so that you know, your spouse doesn't have to work. That's cool. If you want to work together to build, also cool. But make that decision and determine that you're going to do it. And yes, I'll say it, you know, as an old man, stop buying needless shit. You don't need the $7 coffees or the avocado toast or the new iPhone. You don't need it. Be a little bit more conservative just for a while and do it for a year. Start putting away 20% of everything that you make for a year and buy as little as you can, and look at your bank account and tell me you aren't going to, that's not going to put a smile on your face, right? Pay your rent, do all the necessary stuff, but tell me that's not going to put a smile on your face when you've got, you know, an extra 10 grand in the bank. Nobody, none of your friends have that. Why? So think about all that. It's been a long stretch here, folks, but thank you very much for listening. Thank you for your time and your trouble and all of that. I appreciate each and every one of you. This has been the Three Good Things podcast, the Mind Changers podcast. It's going back to Three Good Things because the Mind Changers just isn't doing it for me. I don't know why, but it isn't. So there we go. Please be excellent to each other out there. And lads, if you need help, if you're feeling like you want to check out, don't do it. Go get some help. I promise you, you are worth it. You are loved. You are cared for. Even if it doesn't feel like that, someone out there loves you. You just have to find them. Stick around and do it. Be excellent to each other. Bye-bye.